Today on Real Radio.
It's not political. It's spiritual. There's a spiritual demonic anesthesia that is sweeping the world. It's a sign of the last times. It's the thinking of the Antichrist spirit that's in the earth. John says in his day it was present then, and it's going to be present now.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack continues his verse-by-verse series through the New Testament letter known as 1 John. We're in a series that takes a real close look at verses 18 and 19 of the second chapter, where John uses two terms that really should concern every true follower of Jesus Christ: Antichrist, singular, and Antichrists, plural. The text indicates that every Antichrist looks and behaves and sounds like us, while never being of us in the first place. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs now, continuing his mini-series called Who is Antichrist?
Even now, there's this, the Antichrist are coming like waves, just coming again and again and again. Now, you may not think so because we're kind of sheltered in America. But other places, these nuts are coming out of the woodwork. I was up in Santa Barbara last weekend. We were speaking at two different studies there, a singles ministry and then a men's ministry up there in the Santa Barbara area, and a man had told me, he said, "Do you know Santa Barbara is the a city in all of America that spends more money on Halloween than any other city in America? And that there are more messiahs living in Santa Barbara than any other place in the state of California. If you want to meet Moses, you can go meet him. He's only 2.5 hours from here. He's in Santa Barbara. Jesus lives in Santa Barbara? Oh, they're all there. Bunch of nuts, crazies. Just, it's a nice place to be crazy, but it's coming more and more. You know, Oregon, for some reason, Oregon breeds nuts. Now, Oregonians will tell you that they come from California. I don't think that's true. I think they're homegrown there. But remember up in Oregon, there was Rajneesh, remember? Bhagwan, the God man, Rajneesh. I can't say his name right, but it fits. Shreeze Bambi. Remember him? Shreeze Bambi? He was up in Oregon running around the woods there. This guy thought he was it. What a neat ministry he had. He said, "Hey, give me all of your possessions. They're really burdening you. They take up all your time. You're worried about them?" And you know who flocked to this nut? Doctors, attorneys, movie stars, gave them all their money, and he said, "Now I'll worry about your money for you. Go free. Go. Go." And they did. And he made millions and millions of bucks. What a nut. Hey, this is just the beginning of the fruits and nuts. These things coming. John says they're going to come like waves. Are you and I ready to meet them? When they knock on our door, are we ready to meet them? I have two concerns when somebody knocks on my door. A, I want to stop their damnable doctrine. B, I want to share Jesus with them personally because they've been duped. Your heart is founded on the everlasting gospel, not the words of men. Aren't you glad? We saw also regarding our time together that in verse 18 it says, by which we know that it is the last hour. How is that? How do we know that it's the last hour? Because of these antichrists that are in the world that are coming even more and more. And this is kind of an interesting thing, but we need to be encouraged by their constant coming. The Christian can be encouraged by their constant coming. It's proof positive that you and I are living in the last days. Jesus said that when the disciples, remember, they took him and they had heard this announcement. He said, "I tell you, not one of these stones of the temple area will be left on top of the other." And then it says the disciples took him and they sat opposite on the south side of Olivet. And they asked him privately, they said, what will be the sign of these things and when will these things be and the sign of your coming? They asked him three very key questions. The very first thing Jesus said, he didn't say keep your eye on the USE in Europe. He didn't say keep your eye on a cashless society. He didn't say anything like that. He said, be careful that men do not deceive you, for many false prophets will come. Now, I don't know what that does to you, but that galvanizes my heart immediately. There's the false and there's the true. Yet even because of the presence of the false, I know that my Bible's true. Because when someone knocks on my door, I can say, it's so good to see you. My Bible told me you were going to be here. That's how sure we are in this wonderful word of ours. So let's look right now. We'll go as fast as we can. If we don't get done, then we'll just do this next week. It's okay. We're going to look at 10 considerations about the spirit and person of the Antichrist. The spirit and the person of the Antichrist. If you're taking notes, jot this down if you would. What is it to be Antichrist? The first thing is, what is it to be Antichrist? Number one, it is to deny the deity of Jesus Christ. We touched on that before, but mainly to deny the deity of Jesus Christ. If you have been told, if you are buying this doctrine that is said that you can become a god, then you are denying the deity of Jesus Christ. Well, no, I'm not, because I'm going to be like him. No, the Bible says there is only one of who he is. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 40, 41, 42, and 44, God says, I am God. There is no God. There wasn't one before me. There won't be one after me. There is no God but me. The cults and all of them have this in agreement. They diminish or devalue the deity of Jesus Christ. That's their common key. John 1:14, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten Son of God, full of grace and truth. John 1:14 says, Jesus is the only one. There won't be another Jesus. Paul warns us in Corinthians, be careful when someone comes and preaches what? Another gospel and another Jesus. My goodness, we've had that instruction for 2,000 years. And yet people say, oh, we've got a new path. We've got a new way. And we've got a new Jesus. John 1:18. In John 1:18, there the scripture says, no one has seen God at any time except the only begotten Son. It is he who has declared him. Jesus is altogether unique, and yet the cults and the occult would pull him down and make him very common. 2 Peter chapter 2, I'm going to give you lots of verses. I warned you last week about this. 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. But there were false prophets among the people in those days, even as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth will be blasphemed. That's tragic. In 2 Corinthians 11, verse 3, Paul says there, but I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupt from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he who comes preaches another Jesus, of whom you have not preached, or receive a different spirit, which you have not received, or a different gospel, which you have not accepted, he says, you may well put up with it. He's warning them, you better watch out, because these false announcements are going out there into the world. 1 John chapter 2, verse 2. Who is a liar? But he who denies that Jesus is the Christ, the one and only. He is Antichrist, who denies the Father and the Son. Those are strong words, aren't they? I think so. 1 John chapter 4. Every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist. Wow. I tell you, that hits you right there with the Jehovah Witnesses at your front door. 2 John 1, verse 7. 2 John 1, 7 says, "For many deceivers have gone out into the world who do not confess Jesus Christ as having come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist." An antichrist is somebody who may be very, very knowledgeable about what they're saying, or somebody who's very ill-informed. Maybe an ignorant. Someone's been brought up in a cult, or maybe not brought up in anything at all, but they're saying, "Oh, I think Jesus was just one of the enlightened ones." That is the phraseology and the terminology of the spirit of Antichrist. There is a spirit that is permeating the world more and more. It's increasing. Listen, I hope you can understand it this way. I refuse to take political sides. I think the whole thing is absolutely corrupt and hopeless without God. I vote for the at least at that moment, the guy that I think is least criminal. I have to vote for the, at least my perception of the lesser of the two evils. That's sad. So I'm not promoting one thing or the other, but I remember a time when I was a kid that what we hear today on TV coming out of the White House or coming out of government would never have been mentioned back then, because first of all, the nation wouldn't tolerate such words on TV. The parents would have written into CBS and NBC and everything else and said, "Don't you dare mention sex again on TV." Now it's graphic. And we've been taught how to lie. Recently, I was surrounded by attorneys, and I was giving my witness of something that's going on. The city called me as a witness. And you got to swear, you know, you swear. You say, you know, And then they tell you, "Okay, now before you say anything, if you don't say the truth, you could commit perjury." And that's exactly what I said in my mind. Immediately in my head, I thought, big deal. So what? That's what I've been taught. When we see such flagrant embracing of really calling evil good and good evil, you know, you guys are evil. Did you know that, you Christians? You're evil. You carry Bibles. You pray for our nation. You're evil. You're wrong. You are a threat to the stability of America. You're right-wing fundamental. You must blow up post offices. But evil, oh, it's an expression of your First Amendment right. Isn't it funny? Oh, I feel myself getting off the track. I just can't do this. I'm going to stay on the point. I'm going to forget what I was going to say there. Here's the deal. Why is it that the nation, that somebody who can say, "I was not exactly truthful." You see, don't mention the word lie. It's not politically correct. "I wasn't exactly truthful." And the nation, like there's a spiritual anesthesia, or anesthesia, making you dumb. It's just like, "Oh, all right, that's all right. Something's wrong, people. It's spiritual. It's not political. It's spiritual. It's a spiritual problem. There's a spiritual demonic anesthesia that is sweeping the world. It's a sign of the last times. It's the thinking of the Antichrist spirit that's in the earth. John says in his day it was present then, and it's going to be present now. What is it to be Antichrist? It's to be against the deity of Jesus Christ. Yesterday, Katie Kirk said, "How can God be in control with what's happening to the Kennedys?" Katie Couric, CBS. How can God be in control with what's happening to the Kennedys? From the voice of authority, Katie Couric puts God in his place. That's spiritual anesthesia. Something's wrong. Something's wrong. Where does it come from? The spirit of Antichrist is in the world. You can put up a poster at Cal Poly or wherever you want, and you can have a homosexual club formed immediately. You put up a Christian announcement, and you're going to get flack from the faculty and from everybody else. The Constitution of the United States is worded very clearly that the government shall not dictate or create any law to sequester the church in any way, thus the separation of church and state. But is that how it's portrayed on TV? No. In fact, they say, no, separation of church and state, the church can't have anything to do with regarding the apparatus of the state. That's the exact perversion of the Constitution of the United States. The government is to not dictate what the church does by any means. How did that happen? A spirit, anesthesia of the Antichrist permeating, denying Jesus Christ. The second thing is that it's to live in opposition to the scripture. What is it to be Antichrist? It's to live in opposition to the scripture. It's to say, I'm not going to obey the scripture. 2 Timothy chapter 3, but know this, he says, that in the last days, perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves. Hey, I'm going to read this passage, and you tell me if this doesn't describe tomorrow's soap operas that you're not going to watch. But know this, perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves. Lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control. Isn't that our time? That's our age, isn't it? Without self-control. Blame everybody, do anything but take responsibility for being out of control. Brutal, despisers of good things, traitors, headstrong, haughty. You think it's tough coming here? This is Paul talking. Haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. That means you'll find them in church. Who? The heady, the brutal, the despisers of good. Where do you find them? Go to church. That's right, Mildred. I knew we shouldn't have come here. There's a bunch of hypocrites in church. Yes, there is. They're everywhere. At least here, we should admit it, confess it, and be off with it. To be Antichrist is to oppose the Word of God. What does the Bible say? It says thus and so. What are you going to do? Listen, everybody. You know you're in trouble when someone says, yeah, but the Bible says this to you. And your comeback is, yeah, but. The moment you hear a yeah, but, that counseling session's now over. I am not a good counselor. People come into my, oh, yeah, I want to talk to Pastor Jack. All right. You're in for it now. Why? I say, hi, nice to meet you. Let's sit down. Before we get started, are you a Christian? Yes. Do you have a Bible? Mm-hmm. Do you read it? Yes. Great. What's your problem? I'm going to leave my wife. Why? I don't think we were ever in love to begin with. Well, gee, you have a problem because the Bible says you can't. It says you can't. You can't do it. Can't. Do you know what I hear next? Yeah, but. And it's over at that point. I will say this. You either obey what this says now, or I want you to now, in the hearing of myself and his holy angels, I want you to renounce his name now. I'll give you 5 minutes. Which will it be? Well, you mean it's that black and white? It's that black and white. Jesus said, why do you call me Lord and you don't do the things I say? Well, I thought I could be a Christian and still rob banks. No, you can't do that. You can't do that. Can't I shoot a little heroin and still carry my Bible on Sunday? The Bible says no No, a drug addict is going to inherit the kingdom of God. Well, what about all my idols? You know, I kind of do the God thing on Sunday, but during the rest of the week, I got all my other stuff going on. God says, no, idolater is going to enter the kingdom of heaven. Galatians chapter 5. It's important. To be antichrist in spirit is to disobey willfully the word of God. And the world is against the word of God. To be antichrist also is to proliferate false doctrine and to promote it. The key to whether a doctrine is correct or not is what it says about Jesus Christ. In 2 John chapter 1, verse 7, it says, for many deceivers have gone out into the world who do not confess Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh. They are deceivers. Interesting. 2 Timothy chapter 3 says, and from such people turn away from, for of this sort are those who creep into households. That's a scary, it's kind of scary, huh? You know, you think of a snake. They creep into households and take captive gullible women. Wow. That's what kind of happened in the garden. Paul tells us in Timothy that Adam was not deceived. Did you know that? It says Adam was not deceived, but Eve was deceived. The serpent came to Eve. What's amazing to me, if you read it carefully, the serpent spoke to her. She didn't think anything wrong with that. Now, maybe there wasn't anything wrong with that. Maybe it was like a Dr. Doolittle world. Honestly, what if all the animals talked? What if the giraffes talked to Adam? The reason why I bring that up is there's a snake. Remember, it stood upright. It wasn't on its belly. Remember that? And it was beautiful. I have a hard time believing that. But here's this serpent talking to Eve. She didn't say, why are we having this conversation? Or she didn't say, how can this be? He came and challenged doctrine. He said, has God truly said? Eve, what's the answer? What's the answer? For $600, Eve, the answer is, yes, he did say that. She didn't say that. She began to doubt just by the way he phrased it. Hath God really said? Surely the day that you eat of it, you shall not die. Challenging God's authority.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, taking us through a section of 1 John chapter 2. It's a mini-series that examines verses 18 and 19. It's one of the passages in this letter where the apostle warns true believers to watch out for Antichrist, singular, and Antichrists, plural. The title, Who is Antichrist? Who is Antichrist is actually a series within a series, part of Pastor Jack's verse-by-verse look at these three New Testament letters written by the Apostle John himself. And we'll continue with more on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. And hey, by the way, we want to remind you about Pastor Jack's midweek study that airs live every Wednesday evening on hischannel.com, 7:30 p.m. West Coast time. We hope you can make it. In fact, we have a link to his channel at our own realradioactive.org. That's realradioactive.org. And also, since we're nearing the close of 2013 and you may be looking for a place to send your year-end gift, remember that we're making available the book by Pastor Jack and Lisa Hibbs called Turnaround at Home. We'll send you Turnaround at Home by Jack and Lisa Hibbs. It's all yours for your gift of any amount toward the ongoing broadcast outreach of Real Radio. Call, click, or write, but do it as soon as you can. Our telephone number here at Real Radio, 877-RR-RADIO. That's 877-RR-RADIO. Or visit realradioactive.org to place your gift and request Turnaround at Home, the brand new book written by Pastor Jack and Lisa Hibbs. Or write to us at Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. And of course, all of our contact info can be found at realradioactive.org. Our telephone number again, 877-RR-RADIO. That's 877-RR-RADIO. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio and made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at realradioactive.org. That's realradioactive.org. I'm David J. Till next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.